BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Thomas, I'm 21, and I'm from West Bromwich. You might not know this, but I was put in a police cell at the age of 7. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, hiya. Here is today's free download from the Scott Mills Daily. Hugh Stevens gets really soaked by Chris on Innuendo Bingo. Is Chris any good at lying? We ask him intense questions to find out. The Posh Radio 4 lady has everything you've been saying and telling us this week on Dear Scott. It's your emails. And why our listener Thomas was banged up, nicked, and in the cell at the age of 7. Enjoy.
Scott Mills.
Okay, now, you know every office sometimes gets those kind of all-staff internal emails, yeah? Everyone gets them. You've probably got loads sitting in your inbox right now if you're listening at work.
You've just got the same one as me, haven't you?
Right, yes, I have. You know, like the junk that comes round. Does anyone have a charger for a phone? There are cakes now in the room upstairs, that kind of thing. This one's just come in from a member of Radio 1 staff, which I'm not going to mention.
No.
Just in case something terrible's happened.
I think it has.
And the subject of the email, does anyone have any tracky bottoms I could borrow? Now, is that just me that thinks that's a bit weird? Because I'm not into really lending people my tracksuit bottoms.
Why does she need them?
And also,
possible reason?
Why do you need them, Louise?
Oh,
didn't say a second name.
Or whoever you are.
Or whoever you might be. That could be a fake name that I've just put in.
Now, you know what? You have got some tracky bottoms, because you keep some, I've noticed, under your desk in case you have an accident.
In case she wants to borrow them. No, I don't keep them in case of an accident.
Well, then why?
That's not why they're there.
Well, why do you keep them?
I've got a collection of clothes upstairs. So have you. Various things under my desk, just in case. For all weathers. That's
all
why.
All weathers, is that what you call
That's
it?
That's why. For all weathers. Anyway, I just think it's a bit odd. It's like saying, hey, Chris, I don't have any pants on today. Can you bring me some in from home? Would you feel comfortable with me wearing your pants?
No, it's not quite the
same. I mean, even if
they
were washed, it is the same.
We should send a quick all-staff asking if anyone's got any pants that we can borrow.
Oh, no, now here's the actual person. Oh, no, confrontation,
joking,
I can't deal with it. She's looking at me through the glass.
Put the blind down.
Okay.
Put the blind down. If you can't see her, she's not there. There she goes.
There we are. Blind down.
Ross, lock the door.
That never happened. Can we board that door up?
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's all fine if you're listening, but if you can get to a computer and watch it on the website, it'll take it to the next level. Are we ready?
I must apologise to Hugh for the lunch that I have just demolished as well.
And it was really meaty.
It was a big old burger, that was. Double.
Oh, thanks a bunch, Chris.
So that's going to be nice.
I haven't done it in ages. And
Burger breath.
A meaty mouth welcoming me. Yeah.
Is that one? Okay, so here we go with your first Innuendo Bingo clip. Loads of water, please, Hugh.
Cheers, Chris.
Good luck, everybody. Let us know if you're watching. Might give you a shout out, big shout out. Okay. Do you know what? I might start watching Match of the Day.
He just got himself into the box at the right moment and just jerked it over Begovic.
Well done, Hugh. Well held. That was amazing. I'm not sure you'll cope a second time.
He just got himself into the box at the right moment and just jerked it over Begovic.
A small dribble there from Hugh, if you're watching on the website.
Oh, it's funny when you know who they are as well, Scott.
Yeah, is it? Good.
Yeah.
Rich and Epping sent that one. Luke and Josh on the M25 in a massive yellow van are playing along. Tina in Coventry, hello. Tim in Portsmouth, watching online for the first time. Hi. Okay, are we ready for some more? Got your waters? Now, I'm thinking that we should ban the Great British Bake Off again because we know they're doing it on purpose, but seriously?
Bakers, it's 1 hour until I can sink my teeth into your buns.
You see, Hugh, you see what Chris is doing there?
Oh, gosh.
He's projectile spitting.
Yeah.
You are like a water feature.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like...
Disgusting.
It's all good.
Kind of dribbling.
Each their own, Scott.
I mean, yeah, there are different ways of playing, you know? Okay.
It was bun week, wasn't it, on Bake Off?
Was it? Bun
week?
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't see it myself.
Had trouble written all over it.
They know what they're doing. Mm. We might have to ban them again soon. Colin in Essex, hello. Thank you. Give yourself some points for this clip. We're using it. Now, this is not a question that I'd expect on Newsnight.
But you believe he was maligned. However, you, as an author on the Plantagenets, I mean, tell me about what you think about this dig.
I did not expect that. Oh, you, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's on his glasses.
It's
on his glasses.
Oh, have I got windscreen wipers?
Oh, Scott, that was not...
Can I use your napkin? Go for it.
Oh, no, look
so
at you.
Sorry.
Right, you need to apologise for that, because that's awful.
That's my quiff ruined, Chris. I'm so... I honestly didn't
mean
that.
It's fine.
Quite enjoyed it, really. Oh.
All right, then.
Right.
Oh, dear.
So,
I forgot it was so messy.
I know. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I'm sure when we did it at the Stag, I had, like, protective clothing. We had some sort of...
Yeah, we've been that, Hugh.
Because we were at Maida Vale, so we had to wear plastic...
Health and safety.
No, there's no budget for it.
No. Okay. Ugh. Chris and Didcot, thank you for spotting this one. This is a good one from CBS News in America, Global. Let's do it.
Well, fancy food trucks are all the rage in the restaurant business, but they're having a tough time getting rolling in St. John's. Long Dick's Sausage Emporium spent its first year of business fighting for a permanent power hookup.
I like it how Hugh just does it crouching.
Hugh's gone all over himself.
You're right, Hugh.
Too messy, yeah.
You've messed yourself.
I know.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, ugh, me.
Ah, ready?
Yeah. Ready for more?
Mm.
Burger,
oh, Chris.
Now, he doesn't want to be permanently hooked up in a bad location and wants the city to find Long Dick's a new home.
Well, hell, Chris, he's gone already.
Long Dick's Sausage Emporium.
Well, hell, Chris.
Good name for a sausage emporium, isn't it?
Callum in Peterborough's been on. Got some more water there, Hugh? Too much information, I think, here from Fern Cotton.
I love two fingers.
Well held, Hugh. Chris went that all the time. It's funny how it
Fern's
gets you.
Always on.
She's always on. Okay, more from the Bake Off. Are we ready? They know what they're doing.
You kind of pull it, squidge it down. Sometimes it can get a bit drunken and it can look very much like a sort of a drunken seaman.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, what's up with you? What's happened to you?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I've missed this series of Great British Bake Off. Missing out.
Oh.
Now,
the water's really cold, is that?
Really cold,
does it affect your teeth? Do you have to use special toothpaste?
It's really cold,
I bet.
Tom in Derby is watching at work. Liam in Andover is watching online. Hugh just got blasted there.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Ben in Lincoln is playing along in his office. Okay. Have you seen Emma Watson's new film? I think Chris would like it.
On the Newsbeat website tonight, you can see Emma Watson talking about why people might need to bring tissues to her new film.
Chris is gone. Well held, Hugh Stevens. Still got the water
I might
as well.
Review that one for you.
Let's have some more water, please. And it's over to Zoe Ball on Radio 2. I have got no idea what's happening here.
Generally, I go too hard and I get my hands covered in Satsuma juice, which nobody wants.
Okay.
Or I don't go hard enough and obviously then I don't get in.
Yes.
So, I mean, I can get into it, but I just don't get the right amount of pressure between the skin and the fruit.
Last minute there, Chris. He went quite early, dribbling like he does.
You had me on Satsuma juice.
Okay.
I'm soaked, by the way.
Yeah, you really are.
My legs soaked, Chris.
Look at you.
I've got to interview Jesse J in a bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be embarrassing, isn't it?
I'm all soaked.
Okay.
She'll love it.
Sam's been on. I'm afraid we're going over to the Bake Off again.
Wow, those look absolute whoppers.
Oh, you got him again. Poor Hugh.
Oh, blimey. Thanks,
oh,
Chris.
Blimey.
Missed the bin. Is that Mary Thingy?
Yeah, Mary Thingy, yeah.
Got me again.
And
I know, that was a... Again.
Got one more.
Come on, then.
Okay, and it's that one from Coronation Street that I love so much.
I'd slept with Mandy for the first time the night before. The back door was open, a squirrel came in. The only time I've ever known that happened.
That is my new favourite. Oh, good luck with Jesse J, Hugh.
Thanks, I'll leave it.
That's a good game. Good game.
So, well done, Chris. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Thursday's Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Kirsty in Bath. You actually made me laugh out loud when you read out the offending email and then the person turned up. That was really awkward. You know I don't do confrontation at the best of times. Oh, just appeared staring at me going, Yeah, what?
I thought you reacted really well because usually with confrontation you curl up into a ball and put your fingers in your ear.
Yeah, la 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 la, it's not happening. Or I run away. I couldn't really run away because I was on the radio. So the best thing to do was to put the blind down so I couldn't see them.
Yes. Are you going to clear up? Cause she...
Yes. This is Louise, who needed some tracksuit bottoms and wanted to borrow some. And that was for yoga,
she says. No, it was for yoga.
That's you, not me.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
So today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I was put in a police cell... At the age of 7.
Thomas?
Yeah?
Why were you put in a police cell at such an early age?
Why was I? Because,
Can we guess first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy this game. Yeah. Was it that you were like a Bugsy Malone-style character and you held up a bar with a splurge gun?
No, not at all.
Was it that maybe your mum or dad was a prison officer... and therefore let you have a go in the cell one day just to see what it'd be like to be an actual criminal?
No.
What was it then?
Basically, it was like, I think I was about 6 or 7, and my brother had took some money out of my mum's purse, but I didn't know. And he basically just went, oh, here you go, here's a pound. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then, like, later, about an hour later, my dad came upstairs and was like, he's took money out of your mum's purse. And I was like, what? And then eventually got it out of my brother, and he blamed me as well. So my dad picked us up and took us to the police station.
What? And like, whoa. So you were framed for money that you didn't take?
Yeah.
And your dad escorts you to the police station?
With my brother, yeah, not just me.
This isn't normal behaviour, is it?
Nope. And basically, like, he had, like, a conversation with us, and he, like, scared us. My brother's crying. I didn't know what was going on, but then I started crying as well.
So your dad takes you into the police station.
Yeah.
Goes up to the desk, and what does he say to them?
He just must have said, like, oh, they've took some money. Do you want to scare them so they never do it ever again? He was like, now you're going to jail.
You were 7.
they put us in jail for, like, about... must have been for about 5 seconds, and then took us out. But, like, the policeman even says, like, to my daddy, because... It's really good, like, you've done this, because it shows them, like, that they'll never do anything like that again. I mean, I'm terrified me as a kid.
Well, yeah, it would. Your dad sounds like lols.
What a joker.
I know. You didn't do it again, though, did you?
No, I haven't done any crime since. My crime streak's over.
As you were being taken into the cells, what were you doing? Crying, and what were you saying?
I was like, Dad, no, please don't.
Bless you. Did you think you were going to be banged up for life?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I'm never going to get out of here.
That's it for me.
Did your dad take you in the car?
Yeah.
And did he physically put you in the car like they used to do on the bill with his hand on your head and, as you got in?
You're coming with me.
No, I think he picked me up.
I always like it when they place the hand on the head.
Yeah.
They do it in Hollyoaks a lot as well. I had to do that when I was in Hollyoaks as a police officer.
Do you know what? I rewatched this the other day.
Well, me in Hollyoaks?
Yeah. I was really bored, and I was having a look on YouTube at some of your TV appearances, including you on The Bill.
Yeah.
Which you were brilliant in,
thanks,
by the way. And then Hollyoaks was just brilliant.
I think that was the better one of the two.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I drove that police car was quite police-like.
It was.
Maybe if any of our listeners' children have been stealing money or anything, a couple of quid from the purse, I could come round and be a policeman again.
Yes, that would put them off crime for
life.
You're
coming with me. Do you think I make a good policeman, Thomas?
Probably. I haven't seen you in Hollyoaks, but I might have to have a look after.
YouTube it. Very funny.
I will. Thomas, thank you so much for introducing the show today.
See you later, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Are you ready for some real or no real? If you're playing along while listening to radio, then you can get 10 Scott Mills points if you get every single one correct. If you don't, then obviously no points for you. Chris is keeping score. Rihanna, our resident film expert here at Radio 1, is here as well.
Film buff.
And we are ready to go. Is this real or no real?
Approximately one third of Americans flush the toilet while they are still sitting on it.
They might do that accidentally.
I don't think so. That's quite a big percentage.
Approximately one third of Americans flush the toilet while they are still sitting on it.
No, but you know those automatic toilets that flush when you are still sitting on, when you're like about to like stand up and they just flush. And
they always catch you, don't they?
Yeah.
Woo!
Maybe it's that. Accidentally.
I don't think I've ever experienced this.
Really?
No.
Have you never had the jet stream?
No, well, I haven't.
Never had that.
That's a bidet, isn't it?
It's quite good. Pardon?
The one that looks like a foot spa.
No, this is just a toilet from the future, which flushes itself. They have them in airports and
stuff. I was just going to say,
yeah. Airports. Always airports. Anyway, is that real or no real?
Real.
Yeah, go on then, real.
Yes, that one is real.
Wow.
Who would have thunk it?
Don't know why. Who'd have thunk it? And here is the next one. Is this real or no real? Is this a fact you can impress your friends with tonight? Or is it made up?
Dog TV is a television channel designed specifically to keep dogs entertained and stimulated while you go about your day.
Dog TV.
Which country, though?
It doesn't say.
Because you can imagine that some countries probably
would. And if not, it's a great idea.
It's a great idea because, you know, your dog gets bored sometimes. Just put the TV on. It keeps burglars away. And also entertains your dog.
Yeah, but
and
it makes them fatter because they're not running around.
But what programmes are we talking here? What do dogs like on TV?
Dog programmes? Isn't there like a dog modelling programme that Stacey Solomon was involved
Top
in?
Top dog model.
There you go.
That's on ITV2.
They probably like that.
You need to watch that, it's good.
Yeah?
Because Stacey, as we were saying about the other day, has fashioned her hair
to look like a dog.
To look like an Afghan hound.
Amazing!
Animals do the funniest things. That's another one, isn't it?
I don't think...
It's like you've been framed
animals. I don't think animals like watching other animals on TV. I don't.
Do they not?
I don't think they do, no. I think they want to watch, like, science and stuff. I don't think they want to watch, like, oh, there's a
science.
Cat. Yeah, there's a cat falling off a side or whatever. They don't want to see that.
I think this is real.
I reckon dogs would hate you've been framed. Because, I tell you what, it makes animals look stupid.
Well, they find it patronising.
Yes, they do.
What if it's cats, though?
If there's cats, they're like
cats
when
they're hurting themselves.
Yeah,
they love it.
Yeah, look at a stupid cat.
I like that. Anyway. There's some doggy master chef.
Yeah. Anyway, is it real or no real?
Yes, real.
Real.
Yes, that's real.
Oh, I want to know where that is.
We need to find that immediately.
And next.
Mountains are actually huge tents put up by dinosaurs millions of years ago that have now become fossilised. They are hollow inside and full of the remains of cavemen.
Brilliant.
Love it.
But is it real?
Oh, do I actually have to answer this?
Well, is a mountain a massive tent? It might be.
Is it a massive tent? I don't think so. I'm going to go no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Rubbish. And there was me thinking. Next!
Rubbing Marmite into your scalp can help combat hair loss.
Yes!
Marmite?
Are you basing this on any kind of science? Have you done this?
That was a quick yes.
It sounds really familiar. I'm sure I've heard this. But it also keeps mosquitoes away. I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'm getting two things muddled
Marmite?
Up. Yeah. If you eat Marmite before you go on holiday.
Do you know what also keeps them away?
It's a true story.
Gin and tonic.
Oh!
Does
tried
it?
And tested.
Yep. And that's why I always like to drink a lot of gin when I'm on holiday.
I'm going to try that as well.
It does work. They don't come nowhere near you.
And Marmite...
I think that's your breath score.
Do they?
Your boozy breath.
That's your booze breath?
Yeah.
No, it's not the gin. It's the quinine in the tonic. They ate it.
Go.
Do you get that in slimline tonic? Because that's what I drink.
Yes, love.
Oh, okay.
Get on those. Anyway, real or no real?
I can't remember what the question.
You said real.
The Marmite. Oh yes, I think real.
I'm saying not real.
That is no real.
Ooh, doing well today, Chris. And your final real or no real for today.
It is illegal to have a framed picture of Ian Beale in the state of Kentucky.
Because you would want that.
And immoral.
Think anyone anywhere has got a framed picture of Ian Beale.
I reckon someone has. Do you remember,
like,
that woman that
autograph
had the Lucy Benjamin tattoo?
No way!
Wait, was it a man or a woman? I think it was a woman, yes. I had a Lucy Benjamin off EastEnders tattoo once.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I met her brother at X Factor and he's like, you've been talking about my sister with a Lucy Benjamin tattoo. I was like, oh, awkward. Anyway, real or no real?
No real. I'd love that.
You need
real
to take that picture of Ian Beale out of the house now, y'all. Why would that ever happen?
That's the most ridiculous made-up story of the lot.
Can we hear it again, please? I really hope this is real so you can fascinate your friends with it down the pub tonight.
It is illegal to have a framed picture of Ian Beale in the state of Kentucky.
Real or no real?
Is it, but are we listening to this wrong? Is the illegal thing the fact that it's a picture of Ian Beale in Kentucky, but the picture, you know, is on a frame in your house in England?
What, so he's what's next to illegal a sign saying, welcome to Kentucky? Yeah.
What's illegal here? Is it being in Kentucky and having the picture, or?
I don't know.
All right, I'm saying not real.
It is illegal to have a framed picture of Ian Beale in the state of Kentucky. It is illegal to have a framed picture...
OK, all right. Turned into that robot off the Breakfast Show.
That is no real.
Oh, gutted.
And at the end of that brilliant round of real or no real, we have the scores from Chris.
Rihanna got 40, I got 50.
On fire this week.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dear Scott, the other day we met acquaintance in Southampton. It was a lovely day and I styled my favourite jacket whilst I met you. I hope your offer for me to have Chris's job still stands, as I need some sort of method to get out of college. I was looking into rodeo, but I don't think I have the rhythm for it. Love you, bye. Lewis, or The Rod, as you might remember me.
Yes, I remember you, Lewis. This is at my little book signing that I did last week in Southampton. He was a bit of a character, Lewis.
Right.
He was like, mate, I need to get out of college. Can I have Chris's job? And he kept on about it, and I was like, yeah, all right then. But it's one of those things that you just say. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean that he could have your job.
This is really awkward. If, I'm sure everyone knows this, but maybe it needs reiterating that when Scott says yes to things, it doesn't necessarily mean yes.
It does sometimes, but not always.
It's more a case that he just has an inability to say no.
I'm so complex. But yeah, Lewis, you can't have his job. I was just saying that in the heat of the moment.
This is the thing. Say it at the time. Don't wait till you're hidden away in the studio and they can't get to you. And then they go, actually, no.
I was just saying it because there was another girl in front who was like, can you speak to me now? So I was like, yeah, right then, bye. And then he went.
But do you mean it? Or it's awkward.
Got to be honest, though. He was funny.
Was he?
Yeah. And about 17.
Yeah.
Now you are...
25.
Yeah, see?
You're upgrading.
Anyway, keep in touch, Lewis. And next!
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, remove if applicable, TOTDS and PR4L. I thought I would write to you to see if you can help me with a musical problem. I'm trying to find out what the classical music was that was playing on Thursday in the background during the PR4L reading the translation of Gangnam Style. It's one of those pieces of music that I recognise and has been on other programmes, but I've yet to find out what the title is. I've tried to use one of those generic what track is playing apps, but because of the voice over the track, no results are found. Please could you clear this one up for me so I know once and for all what it was. If it helps, it's on the podcast at about 40 minutes in. A big thanks if you can help me out. Johnny, aged 10,154 days.
Oh, okay, I was going to say if that was your actual age, then you have to stop listening to Radio 1 immediately.
Like a wizard.
And get your coat.
That's not Target.
What?
10,000 years old, is it?
No, absolutely not. They do not want you listening anymore. Go away. Oh, he said days, though. It's not years.
Yeah.
So, Gangnam Style, we translated it into English, if you would ever need that, last week, and the PR4L read him out, if you remember.
oppa is Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. A girl who is warm and humane during the day. A classy girl who knows how to enjoy the freedom of a cup of coffee. A girl whose heart gets hotter when night comes.
Good lyrics.
A girl with that kind of twist. I'm a guy who is as warm as you during the day. A guy who one-shots his coffee before it even cools down.
Good morning. And it went on like that. So if you ever need to know what the Korean means, and then that's what we did for you. That's the English version. This music is by Craig Armstrong, and it's the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet. And it's really nice. We use it a lot on the show, and that's what it is. Glad to be of help. And next...
Dear Scott, Chris and Becky, I was listening to Chris's tap-end story about himself and Don Barrell, and I was a student at Mill Hill School where Don Barrell currently works.
OK, remind me of Don Barrell again, from Tap End.
OK, Don Barrell was the school rugby captain at my school.
Uh-huh.
He was a big guy, he was a really nice guy as well.
Hench.
Really popular bloke. And he used to go out with a girl when I was at school, because I don't know him, you know, I haven't known him since I left that school, must point out.
Well, we need to put you back in touch.
But he's really good at rugby. I think last time I heard he was playing for Saracens, really good. And he used to go out with a girl who was in my psychology class.
Mm.
And I don't know if they're still together. I don't know what's going on there.
Awkward.
I feel this is really awkward because this has come from students of a school that he's working in.
Right, well, let's hear the rest of the email.
I think it would be great banter for everyone at the school to get Don and Chris to get in touch.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe even get a 24 years at the Tap End reunion in the studio and get him to play some innuendo bingo. I'm sure he'll have plenty of other stories to share about Chris. Lots of love, Krish from Harrow.
Thank you, Krish from Harrow.
Okay.
The whole world listens.
Right. I was not aware that he was a teacher now, and that obviously pupils would be listening to this story, and it's not good when you're a teacher and you give away all these stories, is
well,
it?
Yeah, because he's a teacher
Which
now.
Is kind of what I'm doing.
He's a man of responsibility.
And I don't want to make him angry, because he's a big guy, from what I remember.
It doesn't sound like he's angry, they're just suggesting that you two get back in touch.
Okay. But his ex-girlfriend, who was the girl from my psychology class...
Yes?
I'm not going to lie, quite liked her.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, let's just hope they're not still together. And you texted her, I remember now, in Tap End.
Yes, it was a story from Tap End. I basically texted her, and he replied, because I got stitched up and someone gave me his number instead of hers.
Yeah.
Knowing what would happen.
Yeah, I know. What did you text again?
I can't remember.
Right, sure. How convenient. Proving once again that a lot of people listen to Radio 1. We kind of knew that. But he plays for Bedford.
Plays for Bedford.
Yeah, the texts are coming in.
Okay, but he's still playing rugby at that kind of level.
And also, right. I've got his number here if you want to ring him.
I think we should leave him alone. And I wish him the very best.
But if he comes to us, then I think that's different. If he reaches out, then I think that's different.
I mean, scared if he reaches out, he'd break my arm.
Yeah. But these are people like saying, oh, I know him. But if Don reaches out to us,
right,
then I think that's a different matter. Next.
Dear Scott, is there something you're not telling us? Has 5-year-old Maximus moved on to bigger things and is now playing weddings? Lol. And he's also playing the organ now, not the tuba. Love, Becca. XXX.
This is your imaginary son, Maximus Aurelius.
Yeah.
Who does all the orchestra.
Mine
recitals.
And Becky's child, if we were to have a child, we made it up. It's called Maximus Aurelius.
Yep. And apparently, Max is now playing the wedding organ as well, which you've sent us kindly. Thank you very much for this. About to play this for you now.
Oh, wow. So it's.
He's doing weddings now, even though he's only 5.
But he is becoming quite famous because of this radio stuff.
Do you want to hear him?
Oh, God.
Is he doing gigs without your knowledge?
I wasn't aware of this, and I will be having words with him.
There he is.
Thank you. tell you this, the day I get married, right, one day, I want whoever this is to be there.
It is the, nothing is funnier than this, I tell you.
Wow.
Any more, dear Scott? Let me know about it. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to play Oh, What's Occurring?
Yay. Oh, What's Occurring?
Now, have you seen that show, Would I Lie to You? You probably have. It's been on for about six series now. And it's on tomorrow night. Oh, 10, half, not 10, because that's the news. Half 10-ish on BBC One. Now, if the producers of Would I Lie to You are listening, I think Chris would be quite good on the panel of this, because he's good at blagging it. We're about to test it anyway.
Mm.
Becky, don't book her. She was useless yesterday. But do you fancy being on the panel of Would I Lie to You?
I'd love that.
It's a great show.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I thought the criteria was that you had to be funny to be on that show.
Awkward.
So, three stories here. Some have happened to Chris, some haven't. Me and you, Rhianna, have to work out, by asking questions, which ones are real and have happened to him, and which are not, which he is just blagging, OK? So the ones that aren't real, Chris will have only seen the story literally a second before on a piece of paper given to him by the one that doesn't speak, and he has to blag it and make us think that it's real and true, OK? That's the game. But can Chris lie well? We're about to find out.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Play along. If you think it's real or not real, text me on 81199, Twitter at BBCR1. And he's opening the first piece of paper now with the first story
first
on it.
One.
Go.
So, I am very close to a lot of my family, but I've got quite a wide family. And someone who is a
Where's
sort
this
of...
Going?
Are you talking about your family are quite fat? That's a bit harsh.
No, I just mean, because half my family's Irish, it's very much an extended family.
Oh, I see. OK.
And someone who is best mates with my uncle is a famous actor.
OK. What actor?
Famous Irish actor.
What actor?
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, that American actor?
Irish-American, technically.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know this?
Well, he's my godfather. I've known that. I haven't seen him for a long time.
So who's he related to?
My Uncle Frank.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. Is he related to your Uncle Frank or is he friends with your Uncle Frank?
Friends.
Okay, no more questions. I'm saying not real.
I'm saying no real as well.
Who's Rob Lowe as well? I've never heard of him.
He's an actor.
Quite a famous
What's he
actor.
Been in?
Oh, he's been in a lot of TV stuff.
A lot of 80s films.
Really?
Hmm.
I want to say he was in Ally McBeal, but I don't
I didn't stand a chance with that. I didn't even know who he was.
He was in Brothers and Sisters.
For all I know, he's not an actor.
Well, you don't know any actors, so that I smelt a rat there straight away.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's move on. What's the next story? You've got to convince us whether it's real or not. Go. Open the paper.
I was once knocked out playing volleyball.
Okay, where was this?
It was when I was on holiday in France one year.
Okay. Which year?
When I was about 14, 15.
Okay.
And who were you playing against?
It was... My family used to go on holiday to a campsite, and it was a campsite match where I was on one team. And what happened is I accidentally ran at the net. And my head sort of got... It was like a cartoon. Got sort of... As I ran into the net, I fell backwards.
And
it sort of knocked me out. I sort of bounced backwards, hit my head on the ground.
And did you go to hospital?
I didn't, but I went to, on the campsite, there was this, like, sort of first aid, designated first aider.
Like a St. John's ambulance type.
As you do at a campsite.
Yeah.
Any more questions, Rihanna?
And
I don't know. Do you know what? I think it almost could be real, because I think Chris would be that daft to run into a net and knock yourself out.
It was a really...
who were you playing volleyball with?
It was a really rowdy game.
It
was a really rowdy game, and I got a bit too excited and ran at the net.
Right, I'm saying that's real.
I think that's real as well.
It's real?
Yes!
Then I got knocked out playing volleyball.
That's ridiculous.
And it was like off a cartoon. All I remember is running at the net and then bouncing back.
So it wasn't even anyone else, you did it yourself.
Yeah. Why did you run into the net?
I don't know what happened there. I wasn't a very good volleyball player. I'm just sort of...
And next, here's the piece of paper.
I boff Kesha. Questions?
How was it for you?
Seven.
Seven and how was seven.
It for, how was it for her?
It was a Len Goodman.
It was what we call a Len. And where was this, please?
This was in a hotel.
Where?
In Southampton.
In Southampton, where Kesha does gigs. Yeah?
Did you see any piercings of hers?
I can't remember.
Oh. What about her tattoos? Did you see any of those?
Mm. She hasn't got any.
Yeah, she has. Okay, she right. No.
No real.
No.
No?
No.
Also, I can now finally reveal who did boff Kesha. Was it real?
It wasn't real, no.
Good. Have you seen it?
What?
She got boffed by a ghost.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
It's been all over Twitter.
What?
She said that she's had it off with a ghost.
Okay.
And she didn't even find out its name.
How rude.
Have you gone mad?
Look it up. Look up Kesha Ghost.
Really?
However, that's not the same person that I know that boffs Kesha, just to point that out.
Say, you don't know any ghosts.
Oh, what's occurring?
And that was the Scott Mills Daily for Thursday. Tomorrow's show, we'll have that Friday feeling between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, then listen to this podcast tomorrow. Scott Mills.